Steve, to be down 16-6 at halftime, and you'll admit just a bad first half of football. What does it take for a team to do what you guys did?
We got to look in the mirror. You know, you can't. If you look in the mirror, you always be the biggest competitor. And you know, we didn't play well. We just played terrible. And you know, sometimes success will do that to you, especially when you're a young team. And so we saw firsthand what happens when you start reading your own headlines, worrying about your own stats. And so, you know, that was a tough lesson to learn, but I think we're going to learn it. And I think, you know, we're going to knuckle down, batten down the hatches, and get on ourselves, coach ourselves, be on ourselves a lot more.
You had a couple big catches, none bigger, 4th and 10, when you guys didn't have any other choice. Walk me through that play, what you saw, and then when Cam got you the ball.
Well, in the first half, very early, they started out in man coverage, and so you know, they went to cover 2, cover 6 a lot on me, and so just understanding that. So I always knew that it was either going to be a linebacker or a safety. The depth of my route dictated it was a safety or a linebacker that was going to be very near. The corner was actually sitting head up to inside leverage, so I gave him outside moving, and I have to cross his face. If I don't cross his face, it's a pick, and so I have to cross his face. And why is that important? You go back to Dallas, down in Dallas, I didn't cross Terrence Newman's face, and it was a pick. That falls on me. So those memories, I got to go back. So when I walk outside, I go, hey, cross his face. Nothing is acceptable unless I cross his face. So I cross his face. Remember cover 6, so I know that safety's coming in, number 30. He came in to hit me, and so my concentration is you either get hit with the ball or without the ball, and I decided to get hit with the ball.
Well, and to do it in that setting, it was that or nothing.
Well, I guess that's a little bit more a bigger stage than you probably think. Every play I just go. A lot of times I don't know. I know the down distance, but I don't know what down it is. I don't care. I worried about what is the safety doing, what is the corner, where's the linebacker, and so you just break it down that way. And so when you make it that easy, you don't focus on anything else. I don't hear the crowd. Sometimes I don't even hear the cadence. So that's just concentrate on the ball. That's my job. That's the expectation. I came in at halftime and told them I want the ball. I want the ball more. And so that is putting pressure on myself and understanding. I feel like there is no game that is too big for me to make a catch. And when I say that I want the ball, then I expect to get it, and they expect me to catch it.
This kind of a win, even though the team didn't play well, a win is a win. What does it mean going forward?
It means going forward that we're closer to our goal, which is being a better team and obviously playing in January. And that's what we want to play. Mm-hmm. And 1 week at a time is we move closer and closer to that. But we need to get better quickly, and we need to improve and play great 4 quarters, not play 2 average or below average. Second 2 quarters, and then play great 2 quarters.